Haribo, Jaya Om, Vishnu, Paras, Paramahamsa, Paramahacharya, all the tenors, Mr. Sri, Srimad, His Divine Grace, Abhaya Janimad, Vakvananda, Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya, Nath, Founder, Acharya, Srila Prabhupada, Jaya, Vrinda Goti, Vaishnava, Vrinda Jaya, Namacharya, Srila Vedas, Sampo, Jaya, Ramsay, Goho, Sri Krishna, Jiva Sadi Go, Raksa Vrindhika Jai, Shri Radha Go for the Buddha, Dance, Good Raksa Jai, Sidi Go Vrindhika Jai, Vrinda Vrindhika Jai, Matura Vrindhika Jai, Jagadavu Sami Kajai, Jumunmai Kajai, Shivanagalasi Devi Kajai, Samaveda Vakta Vrindhika Jai, Go Vrindhika Jai,
No,
all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees, all glorious the assembled devotees. All glorious Gushi, Guru and Gauranga, Shri Prabhupada.
Gauranga!
So I'm very honored to be here amongst all you great Vrajavasis. Because as many of you probably know that I was born in the Western world. And I just became a Vrajavasi 50 years ago. But this was by the mercy of my favorite Vrajavasi. Of course, my favorite Vrajavasi is my spiritual master, Divine Grace, Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami
Srila
Srila Prabhupada lived, first of all, in a temple in Vrindavan called the Vamsi Gopalji Temple.
Srila Prabhupada, sabse pehle jo rahe hain, wo Vamsi Gopal Bhatt Mandir mein rahe hain, jo Vrindavan mein hai.
And later on, he lived in the Radha Damodar Temple.
Uske baad wo phir Radha Damodar Mandir mein rahe.
So the Radha Damodar Temple was basically the headquarters for the Goswamis of Vrindavan.
Jo Radha Damodar Mandir hai, wo kuch jagah hai sare Goswamis ka.
Just like I'm sure you're all familiar with Raghunath Das Goswami.
Jaisa ki aap log ko pata hoga Srila Raghunath Das Goswami ke bare mein.
So there's other associates of Raghunath Das Goswami like Judah Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and Sanatana Goswami.
जो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के जो साथ थे उनके बारे में आप लोग को पता होगा उनका नाम था जीव गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ भट्ट गोस्वामी और सनातन गोस्वामी
ऑफ कोर्स इट वाज रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी हु एस्टैब्लिश्ड द पिलग्रिमेज प्लेसेस हियर एट राधाकुंड
जो रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी थे उन्होंने इस ये जो जगह है राधाकुंड को उन्होंने उसको ठीक से बनाया
तो वाओ प्रभुपाद was living in the Radha Damodar Temple in Raj, which is the headquarters of the Goswamis and also the Temple of Jiva
Goswamis.
And then every day or two, he was commuting to Delhi.
Well,
why was he commuting to Delhi? To write and publish his Srimad
Bhagavatam.
Because he wanted to bring everyone to Braj. So after Srila Prabhupada compiles the three volumes of the first canto of Bhagavatam.
The Prabhupada ji ne teen volume ko compile kiya, teen bhag ko Srimad Bhagavatam kiya.
He was decided to go to the Western world.
Uske baad Srila Prabhupada ji ne nishchay kiya ki hum jo hai paschim ke desh mein jaye.
And many of the people here in Braj were telling him, don't leave. It's better to die here and then you go back to Godhead.
बहुत सारे जो लोग थे ब्रज में वो बोलते थे श्रील प्रभुपाद को कि आप मत जाइए पश्चात देश, अच्छा है कि आप यहाँ पे रहिए और अपना जीवन का जो अंतिम क्षण है वो आप यहीं गुजारें और भगवान के धाम चले जाएं।
Because श्रील प्रभुपाद was 70 years old.
क्योंकि उस समय जो श्रील प्रभुपाद जी का जो उम्र था वो 70 साल का था।
When one is 70 years old, life is a little difficult.
जब कोई आदमी या किसी का उम्र 70 साल हो जाता तो उसका जीवन बहुत कठिन हो जाता।
Is anyone here 70 years old or older?
यहाँ पे कोई है जिनका उम्र 70 साल है या 70 साल से ज्यादा है? अपना हाथ उठाए। 70 साल या 70 साल से ज्यादा जिनका उम्र है?
He said no.
Okay, so you can imagine going to a foreign country and going on not a regular boat, but just a boat that carries cargo.
अब सोचिए कि इस उम्र में श्री प्रभुपाद जो नाव से जिस नाव में आदमी नहीं वो उसमें सामान जाता है उससे वो बाहर जा रहा है.
But Prabhupada always had Braj with him.
और श्री प्रभुपाद के साथ हमेशा ब्रज उनके साथ है.
It's described that a pure devotee of Braj, a pure devotee of Radha and Krishna, always makes wherever he is as good as Braj.
इससे आप सोचिए कि जो जहाँ भी श्री प्रभुपाद जाते हैं वो एक जो शुद्ध भक्त होते हैं श्री राधा और कृष्ण के वो उस जगह को ब्रज बना देते हैं जहाँ पे वो प्रस्थान करते हैं.
The Prabhupada of course also had the order of his guru whose name was Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur.
श्री प्रभुपाद जी को ये आदेश था उनके गुरु महाराज से जिनका नाम है भक्तिसिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज.
And one of Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Thakur's contributions was that he wanted to show the whole world there was no question of any caste distinction when it in Krishna consciousness.
Bhakti Sananda Saraswati Maharaj ji ka bahut deep drishti tha ki bahut sare sansar ko Krishna bhavna bhi banana chahte the. और जिसमें कोई कोई जाति का कोई भेदभाव कुछ नहीं हो.
Everyone is equal.
सब लोग एक समान हो.
And actually this is Krishna's lesson in the Gita.
और यही जो है कृष्ण भगवान जी ने गीता के अध्यायों में बताया है.
सर्व योनि शिपोन्तिया मूर्तिया संभवान्तिया. That all of us are equal. Then another verse is another verse is Kambuja Pradapita. All these verses, Krishna says that everyone is equal.
Gita mein Bhagwan Sri Krishna bahut sare slokas mein batate hain ki hum sab ek saman hain.
So Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he made sannyasis from all the different castes.
श्री भक्ति सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज के जो शिष्य थे और जिन्होंने जो संन्यास दीक्षा दी है वो सभी जाति के लोग उन्होंने संन्यास दीक्षा दी है.
And some of the proud Brahmins, they got very angry with them.
उस समय जो कुछ ब्राह्मण थे जो बहुत घमंड था उनको उनको बहुत गुस्सा आया.
They even had an attempt to kill them.
इवन इससे जो ब्राह्मण थे जिनको बहुत घमंड था उन्होंने उन्होंने महाराज को जान से मारने का भी विचार बनाया
And they were even throwing stones at him. But he was simply following the message of G. J. Kamukaki. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he taught, Hina Hina Yaku Srila Hina Hina Hina. But anyone who takes the chanting of the holy name, he does not know. Because by chanting the holy name, then all the karma becomes eradicated. Rub the karma, upper up the karma.
जब हम हरे कृष्ण महाप्रभु को जप करते हैं तो हमारे जो दुश्मन अंदर में भीतर में सारे तरह के दर्द नष्ट हो जाते
हैं और चैतन्य तार कीव विप्र कीव न्यासी चूजे के नॉइज है तक तो Say Guru Ram. One who knows the science of Krishna, they can even become Guru from any background.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु ने कहे कि जो भगवान का जो विज्ञान जान जाता है वो गुरु बन सकता है
So this was the teaching of Sri Chaitanya with Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur and his father Bhakti Vinod Thakur very much concentrated on.
ये जो संदेश है ये भक्ति संत महाराज और उनके जो पिताजी थे भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर वो सभी लोग इसी संदेश को आगे दिए
So My spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, had that same consciousness. So let me go, he was thinking, let me go to the Western world and make them a leches, Krishna.
उसके बाद उन्होंने खुदा ने प्रार्थना किया कि हमें जाने दीजिए पश्चात देश ताकि मैं कृष्ण भावनावृत का प्रचार कर सके
Because in the Western world, people are doing so many abominable things. They are eating the cattle, they're drinking liquor.
पश्चात देश में बहुत ही लोग घृणित कार्य करते हैं जिससे वो शराब भी पीते हैं मांसाहार भी करते हैं
They don't respect their families, their mothers.
वो अपने फैमिली का इज्जत भी नहीं करते और बड़ों का भी कहना नहीं मानते
Because when Prabhupada came to the Western world, there were these people called hippies.
जब श्री प्रभुपाद पाश्चात्य देश गए तो वहाँ पे कुछ लोग थे जिनको हिप्पीज बोला जाता था
With no rules and regulations.
जिनके पास
They would eat anything, do anything. They were worse than the monkeys in Braj.
वो कोई किसी भी नियम का पालन नहीं करते थे वो कुछ भी खाते थे कहीं भी सो जाते थे कहीं भी रहते थे वो मंकी से भी नीचे स्तर पे थे जो ब्रज में मंकी है जो बंदर है
So, Prabhupada sometimes even said about some of his Western people who were coming, there is monkey followers.
तो श्री प्रभुपाद कभी कभी बोलते थे जो पाश्चात्य देश है कि ये जो है बंदर के अनुयायी है
And then Prabhupada related that to the story of Lord Ram, how he used monkeys to cross the ocean to go to Lanka.
इसके बाद श्री प्रभुपाद कभी-कभी उदाहरण देते थे कि देखो कैसे श्री राम जो कि सारे बंदर को लंका जाने में उनको सहयोग किया
Because Prabhupada understood.
प्रभुपाद समझते थे
that anyone who takes up Krishna consciousness there's no impediment, there's no caste, there's no distinction. They can become the greatest personality.
Prabhupada samajhte ki jo bhi aadmi Krishna bhavnamrit samrit ko lega, wo aage badhega. Wo koi bhi jati, kisi bhi dharm se koi ghrna nahi karega.
Just like Lord Chaitanya, one of his foremost followers was even born in a Muslim family.
चैतन्य महाप्रभु जिनके एक अनुयायी थे जिनका जन्म मुस्लिम परिवार में हुआ
And he gave it all up to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he became a great devotee. So Srila Prabhupada, my spiritual master, was like a touchstone. And so, touchstone means that you can turn gold, anything to gold that you touch. Because he always carried Raj with him. So as soon as Srila Prabhupada arrived in America, very shortly, he simply started chanting Krishna's names, and people, hundreds, thousands of people followed him. For example, in my case, one day I was listening to the radio simply to hear some Bollywood songs. And then they put on the radio Srila Prabhupada's chant. I was only 18 years old. And as soon as I heard Prabhupada chanting, because I had come in touch with Braj and Radha and Krishna through the vibration of the pure Rajavasi Srila Prabhupada.
It
is said that within the sound vibration, the voice of a pure devotee of Braj, like Prabhupada, the dust particles of Krishna's lotus feet. So by association, and I also got a chance to be with Prabhupada, then my whole life changed. And now I'm a Bhagavasi. So as a Brajvasi, I see that all of you are my brothers and sisters.
And
this is all by the mercy of His Divine Grace, Srila
Prabhupada.
So we have, all of us together, we have a mission to actually bring people to Raj and also bring people to the pure devotee feet, like Srila Prabhupada's feet. So we have temples actually all over the world, big temples all over India. Even in Delhi we have something like 12 or 15 temples. And so I travel around the world just as Srila Prabhupada did. I go to Australia, New Zealand, DG, America, Europe.
Just
to bring Braj to everyone.
इसलिए कि सभी को ब्रज में लेकर आए.
So on this day, I ask you all to give me the blessings so that I can carry out the mission of Srila Prabhupada and remain eternally a Vrajavasi.
Bharat bole ki ab hame aap sabhi log kripa pradan kare taki main is Prabhupada ka jo vichar tha isko sab jagah lekar jaun aur 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 hamesha ek Vrajavasi ban kar rahe.
So, does anyone have any questions? And the answer, of course, is yes. We are not these bodies.
इसका आंसर हाँ है क्योंकि हम लोग ये शरीर नहीं हैं.
If I could become Krishna conscious and take initiation, then I think anybody can.
अगर हम वो निश्चित दीक्षा तो भी कोई भी दीक्षा ले सकता है.
As I said, I was born in the Western world, and we had such an abominable background.
जैसे कि महाराज का जो जन्म हुआ वो पाश्चात्य देश में हुआ और इनका जो परिवार थे वो सब बहुत जो एकदम बहुत जो परिवार बहुत बहुत क्या निकलते हैं.
And Srila Prabhupada accepted me.
जिसने प्रभुपाद जी ने हमारे गुरुदेव को स्वीकार किया.
So what you speak of all your great devotees?
जो आप लोग तो भगवान के बहुत अच्छे भक्त हैं.
You can all join Prabhupada's movement. You can take initiation. You simply have to chant Japa Mala 16 rounds, and then you can be initiated and be part of this great movement to save the world.
या आप लोग 16 माले का जप करें, 20 पेटियां 16 माले का जप करें और इस संस्था में अपना भागीदारी दें और आप लोग दीक्षा लें.
As you know, right now the world is going through a period called Kali Yuga.
जैसे कि आप लोग जानते हैं कि अभी का जो समय है वो कलयुग का समय है.
Now there are so many difficulties, and the only way to save this world, Eko Dharma, Krishna Nam Sankirtan.
एक ही रास्ता है कृष्ण नाम संकीर्तन का.
The Bhagavad says, Valer Doshin and Evaja Nasheko Mahatuna Kirtana Deva Krishna Shah Mukta Sangha Purambacha. That this ocean of difficulty, this Kali Yuga, has one good quality, and that one good quality is simply by taking to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's society movement, Srila Prabhupada's movement, one can actually go back to God and one can save the world.
इस भवसागर से बचने के लिए बस एक ही रास्ता है हरिनाम का, जिसको लेने से श्रीला प्रभुपाद ने जो स्टार्ट किए हैं, जितने महाप्रभु ने जो स्टार्ट किए हैं, जिसमें बस भागीदारी देने से ही आप भगवान के धाम जा सकते हैं.
So I'm inviting all of you to join us. You're all my brothers and sisters.
तुम्हारा सभी को आमंत्रण दे रहे हैं कि आप सब ज्वाइन करें, आप सब भागीदारी लें, आप सब इसमें प्रवेश करें और आप सब भाई सब जो भाई बहन की तरह है.
Okay, we're going to have a little kirtan now. So, Namah Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Om Guru Padaya.
monkey Vedanta.
Look at those violins. Oh, those. I'll do it once the video's off. We already heard. Uh-oh. I'll do it. I'll grab it later.